The 107th Congress has 435 members. Of these, 52 are freshmen. We decided to check in with two of them to see how they're doing on their first weekend as members of Congress and how they're adjusting to life in Washington. Susan Davis is a Democrat from the 49th Congressional District in California. She worked for many years in education before becoming president of the San Diego Board of Education. Adam Putnam is a Republican from Lakeland, Florida, and a member of a prominent farming and ranching family. Thank you both for joining us.
Good to be here.
Congresswoman Davis, let me start with you. This was your first week at work after being sworn in on Wednesday. So what is it that you're trying to figure out right now?
We weren't actually able to get into our offices until 9 o'clock, the day of the swearing in. So for staff and, we don't really have anything in the office that looks like we live there yet, but we're working on that. And I have several staff people that are in place and working. Of course, we had to get our phones working and computers, all those things that have to come together. But it's great, and just being here as a San Diegan in Washington, having the first snowfall since I started my career here, was actually very exciting and quite lovely.
Mr. Putnam, what about you? Do they ease the transition for newcomers? Are you still trying to figure things out?
Well, it wasn't exactly a Chamber of Commerce welcome for a Floridian, because like my colleague, the San Diegan, it was my first time in my life I'd seen snow. So we, of course, had to have the Floridian members of staff had to have their inaugural snowball fight before getting down to the important aspects of setting up a congressional office.
Ms. Davis, you were a social worker before joining the school board in San Diego. So what is it that led you to politics?
I had been working with League of Women Voters for a number of years in San Diego. And with League, I had been active in a number of education issues as well, also housing and general election issues. So I knew the community pretty well, and people encouraged me. I actually was encouraging a neighbor to run for the school board, and when she declined, I looked around and decided that I was the one who was still standing, and it was an important thing to do.
Now, Mr. Putnam, you moved from ranching into politics. Did you always have a taste for politics or what?
You know, at some point in my life, I was bitten with the political bug. I can't really identify exactly where or when that was. But, you know, as a young person, it seemed like there were so many issues that were coming together and that were out there that were going to have the greatest impact on my generation for the longest period of time. And being in citrus and cattle, there was also the opportunity to try and be a voice for agriculture, which is certainly a diminishing part of American society, and that's a very unfortunate thing.
You speak about young people. In fact, you are the youngest member of this Congress at age 26. Do you have an extra responsibility or what?
I think that there is a little bit more pressure in the sense that everybody's waiting on the new young kid to mess up. And so you have to study the issues that much more thoroughly. You have to work that much harder. You have to understand and work through the process more effectively than everybody else, because you have that additional scrutiny. But beyond that, I think that everybody comes into this process with the same level of respect, because we all got here the same way. We all got at least 51% of the votes. And whether you go up or down on the respect scale is completely up to each of us as individuals.
Years ago, we would expect lawyers often to get into politics, but now there are small business owners and even retailers and doctors. Do you think that this somehow will reflect more the diversity of the country in a different way, Mr. Putnam?
Well, I do. I think that people who bring those diversity of backgrounds also are accustomed to working with other people and working within their industry or within their business to accomplish a common goal. And I think that we're getting towards that.
Yeah, Adam and I both came out of state legislatures, and I think, particularly in California, where we have term limits, we see tremendous diversity over the last number of years, and I think that's a good thing.
I've always wondered, with freshman congresspeople, when you come in and it's time to speak out on an issue or vote on a bill, how much you feel you have to observe of the goings-on and get the feel of the place, and how much you feel you can actually speak out. Now, you both do come from state houses, as you say. So do you feel more confident about speaking out from the get-go?
Well, I think the experience has been just instrumental and so valuable. Just from the point of knowing how important relationships are, I think that's what I bring really here from the state legislature, and knowing how to work with folks that maybe you don't agree with on every issue, but you find those similarities and you find areas that you can work together on a particular problem, a particular issue within your community. So I think that's very valuable.
Mr. Putnam?
Well, she's right on the money coming out of the California legislature as she does, and I came out of the Florida legislature, that the states themselves are so diverse that they're a microcosm of what you have in the Congress, and you grow accustomed to dealing with different viewpoints and perspectives and building coalitions and consensus. The other key point of coming from legislatures is that we're accustomed to working both sides of the aisle, and I think that that'll be very beneficial. And, you know, there's going to be certainly a steep learning curve at the federal level, and you want to observe and listen and take in as much information as you can and choose your issues wisely, because I don't think anybody is going to be taken as seriously or get the respect that they should if they try to speak on every issue and you know, be the show horse instead of the workhorse.
Thanks to both of you for coming in today. Susan Davis is a Democrat from the 49th Congressional District in California. Adam Putnam is a Republican representing the 12th District of Florida. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.